reason is to help combat the loss of biodiversity and also to help get rid of CO2. There are isolated pockets of trees around the peninsula, and our idea is working with other groups to try and link those up and form a continuous corridor of trees across the peninsula, and that would help foster more biodiversity.
A sample map has been produced to give an example of where the corridor of trees could be planted. What are the next steps to take to progress this, or is it a matter for local authorities to get on board to progress the proposal?
No, the next steps are that we're reaching out to different groups that have been involved in tree planting voluntarily across Inishowen, and we're going to try and coordinate with them to identify where there are gaps that we could start to fill in. So, for example, some voluntary groups have already done things like purchase land and plant trees, and some owners of land and some farmers have also done so. So we're going to try and coordinate with them where we can to see if we can all collaborate to plant an unbroken band of trees.
The map does show that the corridor proposal would go from Malinhead down to Burt, a significant area to cover.
That's true, and it might seem ambitious, but you've got to start somewhere. And as I say, there's already so much activity. So many people across the peninsula are already doing voluntary tree plantings. So this is just a natural step. And we hope that this idea will capture people's imagination.